Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle frog boys' fancy. Leroy's out today. Enjoying a long weekend as we head off into it.
Is he golfing?
I believe he is golfing.
Nice.
I think he's golfing with Lusaka Polite today.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's oddly specific, but okay.
He's like, hey, you know who I saw? Lusaka Polite.
Okay.
I was like, Sperano's favorite.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't recognize him outside of his uniform.
I would have thought that Leroy would have beef with Lusaka Polite because he's like, hey, you know everybody thinks like that's what my career was your career. Where it was just I was going out there and I was just getting 3 yards every time I needed to get a first down. Yeah. And meanwhile, I was more than you, Lusaka. Remember Lusaka Blight going to my wife's school for like a Dolphins takeover the classroom day?
Oh.
And so he had told I think it was right after he retired, though. Like they had TD, everybody out there, the whole thing.
Gotcha.
And she goes, do you recognize this guy? I'm like, that's Lusaka Blight.
Oh.
She had no idea who he was. Yeah. Who's that? I'm like, you need a fourth down?
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka Blight, dude.
That's your boy.
That's who gets it done.
Yeah.
Lusaka Blight owns the trenches. That's what he does, dude. That is what he does.
One of the best names in Dolphins history as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka Blight.
All right, let's get to this. So, Frog Boy, the NHL draft.
Oh!
Take your fancy. We're hockey heads now.
We are hockey heads, but I'm going to tell you why.
Fancy not tickled.
Because we're the best, baby. Because we're the best.
Waste of a time.
Who cares if we are?
Waste of a time.
Anyone who we draft,
a little sweetener.
You know. Also, I'm not sure how quick the turnaround is in NHL with these prospects.
Yeah.
So
we also don't have a first-round pick, it looks like.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Fancy not tickled.
Was this the Claude Giroux trade that we lost?
Oh, probably.
One of the rare ones that didn't work out.
That's okay.
Sorry, Giroux.
Rough. Yeah.
So the Panthers' first pick is... Oof.
Oh, no.
You traded that one, too.
Oh, no.
Listen, it costs to get a championship. It costs to get a championship. Let's see. We could just...
We went all in on that one.
See what we got. Panthers, though, you know, it was worth it. Sometimes you got to mortgage some of the future.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Like you said, this isn't a one and done. We have a solid foundation for years coming, even if we don't have a pick in this draft, which based off how hard you're researching, we may not have a pick in this draft.
We're just there, baby.
We're just there, which is, you know, whatever. I'm okay. I'm too busy focusing on the parade.
First pick I can find for them is the third round. Last pick of the third round.
All right.
That's where you find the gems. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
It's the best part of the draft.
Crazy. What else we got? Okay, so not, but tickled, fancy not tickled for this.
Fancy
huh?
not tickled 100%.
I mean, all right, fair enough.
We have the 90th pick. That's the only thing we have.
What about tonight?
Yeah.
6:20. Marlins Phils.
Oh.
Tickle your fancy?
Marlins Phils. It depends. Is it Marlins at Phils or Phils at Marlins?
Marlins at Phils.
That's
fancy. Fancy not tickled.
Understood.
No chance of a whopper, dude.
Nah, no chance of a whopper. No chance of a whopper. I think Harper got hurt last night.
Oh, that's not good.
I think he pulled his hammy against the fish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pulled hammy, huh?
Harper hurt on final play. And Kyle Schwarber got hurt.
Ooh, final play.
Tough. Marlins bludgeoned you.
Oh, yeah. They
couldn't physically get through it. Yeah, the fish last night, they win 7-4.
That's right.
And
we move up to last place.
We do. It's been a tough go of it. Like they were advertising the other day. They were like, hey, Marlins White Sox. I was like, oof.
They do have a great promotion, though. Four tickets, four hot dogs, two popcorns, and four sodas, $45.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that, dude.
Can't beat that.
The promotions department over there at Marlins Park, amazing.
I'm not going to lie. My son's already like, he's like, hey, You know, he's like, what season's going on right now? Because he's got a little sports fever right now after the Cats win. He goes, what's going on? I said, just baseball. And he goes, I want to go.
Oh.
I said, all right. He likes the hot dogs. He loves a ballpark snack.
You know what?
I think Tobin's might be handing out there soon.
I like that. Tadpole's about a little bit over one now. I think he's safe to sit down for a little bit.
And I wouldn't subject him to Marlins Red Sox because Boston fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
But Marlins White Sox be like, son,
yeah,
let's go see some history right now.
Nice.
See a team with 22 wins versus 29 July.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Not the worst in the league, though, anymore, though. That's the Rockies.
Oh, yes. We did
Rockies. It. Nice. But anyway, first place Phils and Fish tonight. Tickety fancy?
Fancy not tickled.
Right. What about tomorrow night, Frog Boy?
Okay.
UFC 303.
Ooh.
Alex Pereira against Jiří Prochazka.
Yeah.
For the light heavyweight championship of the world. One of the storied belts of UFC. Chuck Liddell, Sugar Rashad Evans, Rampage Jackson, Tito Ortiz.
Damn.
And then, of course, John Bones Jones. Yeah. Light heavyweight, one of the most storied belts of all time. On the line this week, Jiří Prochazka trying in a rematch against Alex Pereira. Tickle thy fancy.
That indeed tickles my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Dude. Other than that.
Yeah, chili peppers. Let's say a little chili peppers. Right?
Check that out.
Chili peppers.
Not that's gone well for us as of recent. But you know what? We'll give it a shot again. Not only am I excited to see what is slated, I'm excited simply because this was initially supposed to be Conor McGregor's return.
Conor McGregor!
And so much has happened with this card since then. I feel like it hasn't gotten the love or respect that it deserves. Therefore, I feel this will shock everyone, and this will be one of the best cards we've seen in quite some time.
Dude.
Yeah. And I'm just basing that all off vibes. You know, science.
I am very excited for this card. I cannot wait. I am excited about it. And it's one of these things where not only am I... Sorry, I'm getting a text. Not only am I excited about this card because Jiří Prochazka, Alex Pereira, impossible, it's a boring fight.
Yeah.
The co-main of Brian Ortega...
Yeah.
Against Diego Lopez is a killer fight. Mm. Then you got MVP Ian Gary. I see no reason that's not going to be a great
fight. Michael Venom Page versus Ian Gary?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a fight.
That's a fight, right?
Marquee, dude. Damn, that's great. I mean, MVP, we talked about him. What, his debut in UFC was 300? Or was it 299?
299, it was down 299 here.
299 down here in Miami. We were talking about how, you know, how his style is something that's, you know, going to be interesting to watch in the UFC. Ian Gary has just been knocking fools out. So, I'm interested to see how these two go back to back. Man, I didn't even know that was on the card.
Yeah, you got that, and then... Also got our boy, Anthony Lionheart Smith, who will be on Tapped Out tomorrow, by the way, everybody. Tapped Out tomorrow, 7 to 9 on the BetQL Network. Listen, I got connects, baby.
Ortega.
I got connects.
Lionheart.
What do we think? Okay, so we got Pereira. He's a favorite.
Yeah, he should.
Winner. Let's see. What do we got for method odds?
Was his last fight the one where he waved off the ref after?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty. That was nasty.
Let's see. The two method odds, Pereira and Prochazka.
Uh-huh.
Prochazka is 2-1 for knockout.
Oof.
Pereira is +105. So they think knockout's coming.
Okay.
Is there any shot this makes the cards? Any shot this goes to the distance? I don't even remember. When's the last time that Pereira went the distance?
Is it 5 rounds?
Yeah.
They're not lasting 5 rounds.
They're not lasting 5 rounds.
They're going to collapse in the ring.
Like,
they're not going 5.
Just too much weird stuff. When's the last time he went? Jan Blachowicz. So his light heavyweight debut. That was a 3-round fight, though.
Okay. Yeah. See? Different.
5-round fights.
That's where champions are made.
Rounds TKO. 1 round TKO. say, beat Prochazka 2, maybe an early stoppage. Got knocked out by Israel Adesanya down in Miami for the return. Ooh, that was in 287. Right. Knocked out Israel Adesanya before that in round 5. So that went pretty late. Nah, it's going to be a knockout. It's going to be a knockout. We got to go knockout. But who do we pick? Who do we pick? Do we pick Poatan or do we pick Prochazka?
Got to go with Poatan. Wait, doesn't he have a broken pinky toe? Does that matter?
Damn it, dude.
Okay, Poatan.
No, I'm not doing that. Schmeathen, who goes, oh, Tobin is Ian Derry.
That's good.
He's sorry, that's good.
That's really good. That's
objectively, good. He deserves a point.
Point for Twitcher.
All right.
Just when you think you're safe.
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to go Pajeda by knockout.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Pajeda, knockout.
I like that.
Boom.
Like that.
Okay, that's in. Then we go, this one's hard, Diego Lopez, Brian Ortega.
Well, I was at a coin flip with that one until you told me the tortoise story.
Really?
Now,
Diego Lopez has been awesome, though. I don't know if I'm swayed by Brian Ortega. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Brian Ortega has become very spiritual lately. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of fighters are.
Yeah.
And he wasn't supposed to fight until the Sphere, which was in September.
Oh.
He said that he was sent divine signs to take this fight last minute. But he wants to go up to 155, which always makes me scared.
Yeah.
You know, I always get worried when guys talk about, oh, I want to jump weight classes.
You're talking about divine intervention here. I got to pick the guy.
Wow. All right.
Or he's going to lose and I will forever not forgive him. But I'm going to go with divine intervention on this one, dude.
KO or decision?
Hey, man.
This is a 3-round fight? I think this is a 3-round fight.
I think if the UFC gods are telling this man to take this fight, I'm going all the way. I'm either going all the way or I think he's a lunatic. So I'm going all the way and thinking he's not.
I got to be honest with you. After speaking with him yesterday for 15 minutes.
Oh, damn it.
He might be a lunatic.
Okay.
He might be a lunatic.
All right.
He's one of the, it was one of the stranger interviews I've ever had. It really was. Because he very much wasn't into it early on, but we grabbed him.
With
you know, we grabbed him in with the turtle.
Hmm.
You know?
Can
I tell you how he offended me?
Oh, yeah.
He had this video that came out, because there's been a lot of weird stuff around this card.
Yes.
Right? Where Yuri Prochazka has accused Alex Pajeda of using spirits to win fights. He's accusing him of using spirits to win these fights, evil spirits. And Pajeda, he is like, I want to call him a hippie, but he's like, he's a samurai. He goes off into the, he lives in the woods, you know? And then you have Ortega, who's like training with tape over his mouth. And I asked him, I said,
yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that? And he goes, he was offended that I asked. He's like, why is everybody so interested in this? And I said, him respectfully, Brian, because it's a little strange.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, you know, powerlifters have been doing it for a long time.
Have they?
Keeps you calm while you train. So I don't want to get too amped up. So.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was expecting, I don't want the spirits to exit out of my mouth.
I don't know. But Brian Ortega.
This is strange.
But he's really good. But Diego Lopez has been. I'm going Ortega.
Oh, are you?
I'm going
Ortega. After all that? Ortega? You know what, though? Again, divine intervention, man. This whole card seems like it's going to be about the spirits.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ian Garry, Michael Venom Page.
Now, what do you think about that one? Has Ian Garry really had a test?
Not one that I haven't been as impressed with Ian Garry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done some training down here in Deerfield.
Yeah.
I think he's been a little bit underwhelming his last couple of fights, you know. So does he have this big performance against with MVP? I feel like this could be possibly a very boring fight. So then I talk about, like, all right, what about the reach? You know, Ian Garry, he's 6'3".
Yeah.
MVP coming into this fight, you know, he bounces all over the place. He's so weird the way that he fights guys, right?
We still didn't even get a chance to see, because him and Kevin Holland faced off in that 299, and it was kind of like they both were like kind of weird.
I just feel like this is set up for some reason. I feel like this is going to be a boring fight, and I feel like this is set up for MVP by decision.
Ooh.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Ian Garry by decisions plus 155. That's the number one method. MVP. Really? It's a three-round fight. MVP, he's plus 250. KOs, they're each plus 450. I don't know. I think they're just too good of strikers to get caught with something that's really going to knock them out. Unless there's like an MVP flying knee that Ian Garry doesn't see.
I just think like MVP.
But Ian Garry doesn't have like that knock you dead power. He really, he's a good striker, but people are like making him up to be the next Conor McGregor. And I just don't see that, dude. I just don't. I think he's talented. Everybody says that he's talented.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I don't think he's going to have that McGregor moment. I think if I was more scared of getting knocked out by somebody, I think I'd go MVP. Should we go MVP knockout? Get a little greedy? Or go MVP just for the win?
So I think it's going to be MVP decision. But if we're looking for value, and value's in the knockout, you know, go big or go home, baby.
Well, here's what we got. If we go...
Never been knocked out, though, Ian Garry.
No, he's never. He's undefeated.
Yeah.
He's undefeated. I don't think MVP... MVP has been knocked out once. Douglas Lima back in 2019. Long time ago. Doug Lima was a good fighter, too.
Pre-COVID? Doesn't exist.
If we go Pajeda KO...
Yeah.
Ortega KO...
Yep.
An MVP win...
That's... I like that. That's a good...
That's plus 2,500. Wet your whistle enough?
It does. I mean, it's damp. My whistle is damp, but you know I like to go crazy.
Yeah.
Is there another one we can add in there? Is there anything else?
I'll tell you a dog who also I like. I think our boy Lionheart's getting disrespected. Being the underdog to Dalidze. Dalidze is not a light heavyweight. He's coming up in weight. Took this fight last minute.
Look at that.
Alex Lionheart feels like Anthony Lionheart Smith feels like he's got something going on here, so I'll throw him on there as well. Add him just to win, plus 5,600.
Now we're talking, dude. Now we're talking.
All right, but we need two KOs. Are we too greedy there?
No, those are understandable. One of them is divine intervention, and the other one is using spirits.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
When you're right, you're right.
It's true.
When you're right, you're right. What's $10 amongst friends?
What is $10 amongst
friends? $10 to win $570.
Come on.
My fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled. This is good.
My fancy is tickled.
All right, we'll take a break. Cat Talk coming up next.